Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are officially on the air. Sorry about that delay on the first minute. We're here live on the RSC Network Radio broadcast. We'll be on the ATG Radio Network tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern to talk more about this situation regarding the Alexis Jones situation. And there's been a lot of – the last couple of days have been pretty interesting because it's kind of shown – what I've already known as far as – let's just go to the start of how this whole thing happened. From the first time that we heard this story, on the news waves about the situation, we looked into it. From the moment that I read – the individual who made the allegations, background, who they were and where they're from, it just seemed pretty fishy to me for the fact that it just seemed as if it was too perfect of a situation. What I mean by that is here's an individual who dedicates their lives to try to act like they push a good message of, you know, sexual harassment within athletes or within athletics, and they want to try to talk about sexual harassment to athletes. And here's an individual who pulls up to a car full of Los Angeles Lakers players, Jordan Clarkson and Nick Young being the two players that were in the car, and takes a photo of them, posts it on social media, and tries to claim that she didn't know who they were. It doesn't take a rocket science to figure out that there was an agenda behind that. And throughout the last couple of days, last about 24, 48 hours, more information has leaked to support what I believed in the first place, that this was just nothing more than a ploy to slander two individuals, to gain publicity, to gain attention, to gain money, to gain trips to the White House. I mean, goodness gracious. It's put two and two together. And then the things that started not adding up, for one, claiming there was a video, no video was ever released, just Instagram photos. It got even better. Claiming that the individual didn't know about the Nick Young, didn't claim to know who Jordan Clarkson was. He has followed them on social media, so she knew who they were. A lot of her followers said that doesn't mean anything. Well, then another thing came out today that she actually interviewed Nick Young when he was in college. So now we have another reason to believe that there's a lot of holes in the story. There's more holes in the story than Swiss cheese. But it's even more frightening than that. What's even more frightening than the individual making all these allegations up to try to promote her, to get publicity, to try to get followers, to try to get attention, to try to get all this for book sales or whatever. What's even more frightening to me is the amount of her followers. It's almost like her group is a cult. I mean, it really seems that way. It seems as if her group might be a borderline cult, because it's like they would follow her into the depths of hell if they had to. It's like she could go murder somebody right now and they would still view her as a hero. And then when I try to call some of these followers out on their logic and their contradicting statements and their hypocritical stances, I get slander. I get words put into my mouth. I get guys that actually, which this is the funny thing. We'll go ahead and we'll talk about this. We'll talk about the first guy that we ran into on social media this week. This guy was the funniest. It was hilarious. Yesterday, we got into this conversation, and this individual posted, his name's Ry Ryan, hashtag, I better be careful, because apparently If I mention his Twitter name on air, he's going to take legal action, public forum. Hilarious. Well, at underscore Rye Ryan, he claims that he feels it's frightening that somebody would dismiss her allegations so quickly. And that we're so quick to dismiss the possibility that she's telling the truth. Which I find that funny that you're saying that, because nobody was saying that they dismissed her allegations. They're saying that there's a lot of question marks in what she said, which there was. I was following that story and reporting on it all day. And I stayed pretty consistent. When the first story came out, I said, you know, I'm going to give this a fair shake on both ends. I'm going to look into it, then I'm going to make my opinion on it. And I did. When you looked into everything, you looked into the fact that she claimed she didn't know who they were, but then that she was following them on social media, that she just referenced them a few days ago, that she said there was a video, then there wasn't a video. Then her story changed to a red light, then a stop sign. Then her story changed to if they sped off or not. And then the other thing that I thought that no one's even really making the point about right now is the fact that she never even stated what they said. I mean, what was actually said. She never came out and actually said what was said or what was gestured. She just said, you sexually harassed me and my mom. But she didn't give any details. She didn't give any of their stuff. So what reference to sexual harassment? And I try to make the point, like, what was said? Did Jordan Clarkson or did Nick Young say, hey, it's a nice day for a drive? Or did they say something to the mom such as, wow, you know, your daughter's beautiful. I can see where you get the good looks from or something. Like, what? There's such fine lines in between what people believe is sexual harassment or not. And that's what people were saying is I got pissed off at the fact that it seemed as a lot of people were ruling guilty until proven innocent, whereas the fact that if you lie and you look at all the evidence, it suggests otherwise. It suggests more so that this is a false allegation, just like the Duke LaCrosse case, just like the Kobe Bryant case, than an actual incident that occurred. And I got into it with the guy yesterday and went back and forth and back and forth on it. He kept contradicting himself. And what the funniest thing about it was, and I'm not going to spend too much time on him because he's not really worth it. He's just another internet troll that's worthless. But the funniest thing about it was there was about four or five contradictions in about a 50-second span in his mention. So I'm on the way to the Sharks game yesterday. I pull up to the Olive Garden, whatever, waiting for the food to come. I get about 15 notifications from this guy that's going on and on and on and on and on. First thing is he's still spilling about the Nick Young situation. Cool. Then he claims that our radio show is worthless. No one knows us. Blah, blah, blah. He looks onto BTR. He didn't even look at the right Blog Talk Radio. Didn't even look at the right Google or whatever. But, I mean, the numbers speak for ourselves. Been the number one rated Blog Talk Radio network on here for 2 years running. Is this ESPN? No. This is a small – I mean, it's a small radio market. But for one of the smaller podcasts in you know, in this area, we're one of the biggest as far as the small market goes. 2 years in a row, we've been the number one rated Blog Talk Radio, thanks to all the followers out there. 23,000 followers on our website. 2,500 followers just on my page alone. Articles reshared by ESPN, by Yahoo Sports. You know, a couple of my articles have been featured on Yahoo Sports. I was featured on Yahoo for breaking the Rajon Rondo news to the Sacramento Kings. I was featured on Cleveland Radio for being one of the ones that broke the LeBron James story. So that was just funny. But then this is the part where I got – but better, though, is that Rye Ryan at – what the hell is his name? At underscore Rye Ryan. That we are not a big deal, that we're worthless. No one listens to the show, yet the second that I asked him to come on to the podcast so we can discuss this in a civilized manner, he goes ahead and decides – I'm going to deny that because I have nothing to gain and you have easy content. Okay. So I claim to him, trust me, you've already given me easy content to use, which you have, because I can expose these flaws in your arguments that were so unthoughtfully. I mean, I couldn't even understand what you're getting at. You're contradicting yourself so many times. So of course I knew he was going to deny the interview anyway, because he was scared to come on here. And you guys know me. I can get into conflicted arguments on Twitter. If I invite a guest on to resolve them, or to discuss our differences. I'm not a bad person. I don't go and attack them. I'm not Bill O'Reilly. I'm not going to, you know, whatever. But he denied it, which I wasn't surprised about. And then he claimed that if I use his name on the air, that he would take legal action. Now, isn't that hilarious, Ryan? Isn't that hilarious that you just claimed that you would take legal action if I use your name on air? First of all, your name is on a public forum. Your tweets are on a public forum. You have no case there. What you post on there is completely legal and it's fair game. You can't sue me for mentioning your Twitter name on my show. Second of all, why would it matter anyway? I thought our show was a show that nobody listens to, right? Now all of a sudden you're freaking out because we're going to talk about you on the show. And then the third thing is that you're worried that I'm going to slander your name or defend your name or something, which is funny because I wouldn't do that. I don't say things that aren't true. However, you were the one putting words in my mouth saying I called this girl a liar when I never did. So if anything, you're the one that's slandering my name. But it's just ironic that you're out here trying to defend this girl who basically slandered Jordan Clarkson and Nick Young's name, and now you're worried that the same thing's going to happen to you. Isn't that ironic, you contradicting, hypocritical tool? I mean, that's basically that's basically all I really have to think about that. So it's just – that was hilarious to me. That guy was pure entertainment yesterday. Wants to defend Alexis. Then he worries about himself being slandered. So I guess basically his feelings are, well, I could care less about Jordan Clarkson and Nick Young being slandered, but if it has to do with me, then I'm going to start caring. Give me a freaking break. And then Emma, this other girl from Australia who's now pissed off because I guess, first of all, I don't know where the idiots of the week came through. We used to do that segment a long time ago when we used to be affiliated with the sports area and the Bay Bridge Sports Network. We haven't done that segment in a long time. Somehow I got tagged in that, and that they claimed that this girl named – well, they tagged that Ryan and Emma were the winners of the idiot of the week or something. We didn't done our show tonight yet, so I haven't even had time to broadcast that or those feelings or even do that segment, which we haven't done for a while on there. I don't know where that whole thing came from, but what I can say based on looking at Emma's tweets is, well, she's a pretty hateful person. Told our network to F off, but I just got to look into here really quick because I got to log back in here and see some of the frightening stuff that was said on here. And this is exactly what I'm talking about, what I mentioned earlier about some of these followers, some of her following that stands with this Alexis Jones, that I feel she can murder someone and these people would still think that she's a hero. And here's the issue, is that people like Alexis Jones are really the problem, and that's what I'm trying to get. But instead of some of these people that are followers of her, or followers of her, you know, quote unquote story or message, is they don't understand my point because they're so wrapped up around this cult. And that's what Alexis Jones and her following is. It's a cult, because once you're prevented from looking at other bases because you have a closed-minded opinion, because you've been wrapped around these specific beliefs and believe in one way or the one way only, no matter what, you stand by it, that is cult-like, period. And Alexis Jones basically acts like she's for a positive message when she doesn't realize that she's actually the problem that she fights for. Now, what do I mean by that? There actually is women that have been through real sexual assault, real sexual harassment. And the reason so many of them are afraid to speak out is because of how many people automatically assume that they are lying due to how many false allegation claims have been made in public, specifically against high-profile athletes, just like Kobe Bryant, just like the Duke lacrosse team, and now this. Is it fair? No. Did I give Alexis Jones a fair shake at first? Yes, I did. And that's the difference between me and some of these other followers of Alexis, is that when Alexis claimed her story, it was they believed her no matter what. They didn't want to look at any evidence. They didn't want to look at anything. They didn't even want to hear the other side of the story. When it came out, we looked at both sides of the story, saw where all the evidence laid, saw where all the facts laid, and determined that, okay, this is a BS story that was made up to try to increase your book sales. Period. So anyway, so I ended up going on Emma's Twitter because I wanted to see if she said anything about our network. After the whole, she got tagged in that tweet. Okay, so I stand with Alexis. First of all, she just made another tweet. I stand with Alexis Jones, no matter what you say. I stand with her. She's an empowering woman. Once again, here's the one that she tweeted out about us. First of all, here's the first tweet. I can't believe this. F Radio Network, you disgusting pigs. And then she wrote this long note claiming that we called Alexis Jones all these horrible names, such as the S word, such as the H word, such as the gold digger, which none of that was. So once again, do you see a trend here with these people? Alexis Jones slanders somebody's name, tries to claim up and make up a story that they didn't say, and now this individual, it's at EMSK0512, slanders our name, tries to make up a story, and tries to make up stuff that we didn't say to try to prove a point. And that's the problem with a lot of feminist groups. That's the problem why a lot of them aren't taken seriously. They try to act like they have a good message to empower women, but in reality, it's most of them are a cult that are going to make up a lot of information, that are going to slander people's names because they feel like that's the only way that they can get their message out there. And they don't even realize that they're damaging their own community that they claim to support in the process. So let me go ahead and read this full statement by Emma. I am disgusted in the behavior of those against Miss Alexis Jones. I stood by here and for my name to be said over a U.S. radio station as an idiot of the week is appalling. First of all, your name was never said over the radio station. It was tweeted out. Small radio station or not, I get called and named idiot of the week because I stood by here. This is how women and human are treated when standing by someone, especially when sexual harassment has taken place. Okay, here's the problem. Here's the problem in that statement. This is how women or any human are treated for standing by someone, especially when a sexual harassment is taking place. But the problem is, Emma, is that no sexual harassment was taking place, and this is exactly why you shouldn't stand by her. This is exactly the problem, is that you're calling this individual a hero. You're calling this individual somebody who you should look up to. When in reality, you don't even realize, because you're so wrapped around her cult and her message, is that she is part of the problem of women who are afraid to come forward because of the doubt that creeps into others' minds due to how many false allegation claims have been made against public figures in the public eye, especially mostly athletes, high-profile athletes, in the past. And then she was tweeted out that if she lied, like if she made this thing up, like would you still stand by her? And she actually put it back and said, yes, she's still a hero, because if that happened, she just made a mistake. I literally can't even believe. Like, I don't – like, at first I felt sorry for you. At first I felt sorry for even Ryan. I have to say, even Ryan, I don't know how I was tagged or our network was tagged into that whole Idiot of the Week segment, because we haven't done that in a while, and I actually felt sorry for you both. But now I don't. Actually, you know what? I don't feel sorry for Ryan because he was kind of a tool the whole time. I feel sorry for Emma because I feel like we just had a disagreement at first. But now I don't feel sorry for her because I can't support, I can't defend, I can't respect anybody that actually would have the nerve to say that you can stand by a hero that she just made a mistake if she made up a story about a false allegation. I don't know what planet you live on. I mean, I understand over in Australia or wherever you are that there's a lot of people over that think the world's rainbow and lollipop and it's a fantasy land. But I want to say I hope that there's not a man or woman, for that matter, in your life that has to go through an allegation or a false allegation or a claim that's not true and that's made up, and that their reputation is ruined for it based on a story, based on something that's made up out of thin air to try to increase publicity for the other person. Alexis Jones is not a hero. Alexis Jones is not somebody that you should look up to. Alexis Jones is not somebody that should be a leader, should be a role model, should even be respected by people. It made me sick today that President Obama and the Joe Biden administration invited her to the White House. She has no business being involved in any of this anymore, because Alexis Jones lost all of her credibility in the last 48 hours. it is evident that she has so many of these poor young girls wrapped around their cult-like message, and that they will just follow her in the depths of hell now. And that's very, very depressing that people would actually have the nerve to tweet out that they would stand with her no matter what. It's disgusting. It really is. It's absolutely disgusting. And another thing to these Alexis Jones supporters, if you tweet out information, if you tweet out idiotic, ignorant, hypocritical, contradicting tweets, and people have, you know, time to call out your hypocritical, contradicting, idiotic tweets, you put it out there on a public forum. Don't get pissed off at me. Don't get pissed off at this network. Don't get pissed off at our website. Don't get pissed off at the other people that are tweeting you back because they're calling you out on your BS. That's all it is. I don't even know where we really need to end with this. We probably won't talk about this tomorrow on the network unless you want to call in and discuss it. Go for it. If Alexis Jones supporters want to call in too, we can have this debate on air as well. I find it very, very disturbing that these young girls are looking up to Alexis as a hero, and basically a lot of them have admitted that even if she came out and said that she made the whole thing up, that they would still stand by her because they would still view her as a hero. If you make up a story, a false allegation to try to gain momentum for your website or publicity or book sales, and it comes at an expense of slandering another individual, you're not a hero. You're not. You gaining publicity, you gaining money, you gaining all this stuff at the expense of someone else's reputation who's innocent in the situation, you're not a hero. Your followers of her page that automatically ruled Nick Young and Jordan Clarkson to be guilty because she said something, you're not educated. You're not. You have to look into every situation. You have to look into every single possibility. You have to look into every single aspect of what a case could be. And I really feel bad for a lot of the people that just went off of what she said without looking at all the facts. Because if you look at the facts, it's really not hard to figure this whole thing out. I mean, from the second that I read that article from ESPN, it looked fishy to me, but I would give it a fair shake. From Jordan Clarkson, I was very doubtful that anything happened, but unlike a lot of Alexis Jones supporters, even though I think Nick Young's a stand-up young man, I would have a hard time thinking that they would sexually harass anybody. Somebody made a claim on it, and I was going to look at both sides. Because that's being responsible. That is being responsible. And a lot of the tweets, a lot of her followers, it's not just Emma and Ryan. I don't want to just pick on them. Well, actually, Ryan I can care less about. But Emma, I just kind of feel bad for, because I think in that shit they have a little bit different viewpoint than we do. So I can kind of forgive her a little bit. And some of her responses to some people, she was actually being pretty respectful. She feels strongly on the matter, and I can see that. You know, I can get that. I think after a little bit she might look at some other evidence and look back at it and think differently. Maybe not, but she obviously feels very strongly in the matter. She said that she had some situation that happened a couple of years ago. So I can respect that, respect why she feels strongly on this matter. But at the same time, you have to be responsible. You have to look into every single possibility. And once that story was brought out, once all the facts were laid into place, once it was released that she interviewed Nick Young, it wasn't even that. People kind of figured out the whole story had holes in it when she followed on my Instagram And of course, a lot of people were shooting that was a lot of evidence, but it is evidence. If you're following somebody on Instagram and you're not following a lot of people, you're obviously looking at their tweets. If you've interacted with them on social media, you know who they are. So if she takes a photo of individuals, Jordan Clarkson and Nick Young, and she posts the photo saying she doesn't know who they are, but she interacts with them on social media, she posts about them on social media, she obviously knew who they were. And then for her to come out and say, secondly, hey, if I would have known those were athletes, I would have never posted the photos. You did post the photos after you found out they were athletes. So that doesn't make much sense. Do you kind of see where I'm getting at here? And then it just got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse for her. Then she came out and said, or then she didn't come out. Then the video is released about her interviewing Nick Young. So she knew Nick Young in college. So she can't sit there and say anymore that she didn't know who those guys were. And then she can't come out here and say that she didn't know who those guys were, but she was going to post a photo of them anyway. It's pretty obvious that it was a perfect opportunity to take a photo of a couple of athletes, make up a story, and then try to play it off as you were sexually harassed to try to gain publicity. Because you wanted that story shared by ESPN. Don't even try to tell me that you didn't. You can go ahead and the 24 hours she backtracked and said that she didn't want all the publicity. She didn't want all that. She felt bad because it was on social media. But you're the one that went to ESPN. You're the one that went to the LA Lakers. If you didn't want all this publicity, why did you go to the Lakers? Why did you go to the Lakers and try to tell them you want to sell them all this stuff and go talk to them? Why did you go to ESPN and say you want to have the story shared if you didn't want the publicity? I mean, let's be real here. That's really all I have to say on this. I really hope that after a while, actually, I hope not after a while. I hope it's not going to happen. It's just there's no way she's going to, because every time somebody poked a hole in her statement, which is another was another fishy situation. Every time somebody poked a hole in her statement, it was just a question. It was just somebody questioned her about something, questioned respectfully. She didn't even answer. She blocked them. She didn't even want to answer the tough, hard-hitting questions about all the holes that were in her story. I mean, Andrew Bogut, NBA center of the Golden State Warriors, retweeted something about the other day about how many holes that story has. Alex doesn't want to answer any of them. So hopefully she can come out and admit the truth. And then after that happens, it'll be interesting to see what the Alexis Jones supporters feel then. Because Alexis Jones is not a hero. She is not somebody to look up to. She is part of the problem that she claims to support. And I feel so bad for the women who are afraid to go through coming forward, who have had real circumstances that have happened to them because of frauds like the people involved in the Duke lacrosse scandal, like the lady in Colorado who accused Kobe Bryant of rape, and now like Alexis Jones who was falsely accused Jordan Clarkson and Nick Young of sexual harassment. It's disgusting, and that is what's wrong with the world. And that's what we'll be on the show on tonight. See you guys tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Sports Talk Radio is out.